Geo Daily for Not Monday, the 11th of October, 2016. Tis all the geek without the weight. Hello, look out, the Nook-cha. We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those kinds of places. The guy over there is having a little bit of a rough time. Would you please welcome to the show, Saucy.
He's got emotional problems, man.
You mean beyond pessimism?
He's fragile. Very fragile.
I did not know that.
Hey there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Well, the rest of the world could just make a saving throw.
You're damn right. What happened this fine day?
1767, surveying for the Mason-Dixon line separating Maryland from Pennsylvania is completed. This line has done nothing for anybody except for make Yankees feel like they're good old boys.
1811, inventor John Stevens' boat, the Juliana, begins operation as the first steam-powered ferry.
1890, Washington, D.C., the Daughters of the American Revolution is founded.
1906, San Francisco Public School Board sparks a diplomatic crisis between the United States and Japan by ordering Japanese students to be taught in racially segregated schools.
1910, former President Theodore Roosevelt becomes the first U.S. president to fly in an airplane.
1950, CBS's mechanical color system is the first to be licensed for broadcast by the U.S. Federal Communications Commission.
1956, the Muppets make their first network television appearance on The Steve Allen Show.
Don't want to freak anybody out, but Kermit was a girl. 1957, the MIT scientists calculate Sputnik 1's booster rocket's orbit.
1958, NASA launches the Lunar Probe Pioneer 1.
1968, NASA launches Apollo 7, the first successful manned Apollo mission.
1975, the NBC sketch comedy variety show Saturday Night Live debuts with George Carlin as the host and Andy Kaufman, Janice Ian, and Billy Preston as guests.
1984, aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger, astronaut Catherine D. Sullivan becomes the first woman to perform a spacewalk.
1987, first public display of AIDS memorial quilt on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. during the National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights.
1991, Touchstone Pictures releases Ernest Scared Stupid, starring Jim Varney.
2000, NASA launches STS-92, the 100th space shuttle mission using the Space Shuttle Discovery.
2001, the Polaroid Corporation files for federal bankruptcy protection.
2004, the PBS Kids Go programming block is introduced, replacing PBS Kids Bookworm Bunch.
2006, 30 Rock, starring Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin, debuts on NBC, and Madonna adopts a boy from Malawi, Africa. Birthdays?
Michelle Trachtenberg is 31 from Adventures of Pete and Pete, Buffy, 6 Feet Under, Gossip Girls, Eurotrip, and Cop Out.
Martha McIsaac is 32 from Superbad, Last House on the Left, 1600 Pen, and The Pinkertons.
Matt Bomer is 39, White Collar, American Horror Story, Ken and Magic Mike, The Nice Guys, The Magnificent Seven.
Emily Deschanel is 40 from The Alamo, Boogeyman, Rose Red, Bones, herself on Bones.
Stephen Moyer is 47, Bill and True Blood, and Prince Valiant.
Jane Krakowski is 48 from Ally McBeal, Sergei de Freak, The Vampire's Assistant, and The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Artie Lang is 49 from Mad TV, Mystery Man, and Old School.
Luke Perry is 50. Get that right, kids. From 90210, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, then Goodnight for Justice series.
Sean Patrick Flannery is 51. Young Indiana Jones, Powder, Boondock Saints, Greg Stilson, and Dead Zone series.
Michael J. Nelson is 52 from MST and Riff Tracks.
Joan Cusack is 54 from Saturday Night Live, Working Girl, Gross Point Blank, Jesse and Toy Story, and pop star Never Stop Never Stopping.
Don French is 59 from French and Saunders, Vicar of Dibley, The Prisoner of Azkaban, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Ron Liebman is 89 from Slaughterhouse-Five, Super Cops, and Up the Academy.
He was fantastic in Zorro the Gay Blade. He's Ron Cadillac on Archer.
He is.
Earl Hyman is 90, the voice of Pantero in Thundercats.
Nice.
And the grandpa on The Cosby Show. Same guy.
Nice. No longer with us this day, 1821, George Williams, English philanthropist, founded the YMCA.
1844, Henry J. Hines, American businessman, founded the H.G. Hines Corporation.
Catch up?
It's close to it.
1913, Joe Simon, first editor of Timely Comics, which is now Marvel, co-created the Newsboy Legion and the Boy Commandos and Manhunter.
1935, Dan Evans founded the Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Make whatever joke you want, I ain't getting involved.
Tonight on ABC, the premiere of The Middle, American Housewife, Fresh Off the Boat, The Real Neils, and a new S.H.I.E.L.D.
CBS, it's a new NCIS Bull and NCIS New Orleans. The Bull is not about Richard Mull.
On NBC, an episode of The Voice, This Is Us, and the premiere of Chicago Fire.
On Fox, it's a new Brooklyn Nine-Nine, New Girl, and Scream Queens.
Which I thought was on MTV.
No, that's Scream that's on MTV.
Ah, tonight on the CW, a new episode of The Flash and No Tomorrow.
The Freeform will be showing new episodes of Ben and Lauren, Happily Ever After, and The Letter.
New 60 days In on Annie.
AMC has got a new Halt and Catch Fire.
Tonight on Animal Planet, Pit Bulls and Parolees.
On Bravo, the one where the charter guests almost die on Below Deck.
On Cinemax.
Comedy Central, it's a new Tosh.0 in Drunk History.
You've Got Mail on CMT.
I've Got Mail. FX, it's Winter Soldier, followed by a new Atlanta.
Dungeon Cove on Deck, new episode on Discovery Channel.
The Simpsons, Homer and the Roofer, Mr. Plow and Patty moves in.
The Roofer's a good episode.
It's a pretty good episode.
Hope Floats on Encore.
FXM will be showing Gravity.
Tonight on HBO, looks like we have Ride Along 2.
Sci-Fi Channel, it's a new Channel Zero, Candle Cove, Aftermath.
Forged in Fire, new episode on History Channel.
TNT with an Arrow marathon, if you didn't see all the rest of them.
New episode of Swamp Murders on ID.
True TV, you can do better. Tonight it's talking. You can talk better.
New Life Below Zero on National Geographic. Wait, yay!
Yay. Tonight, though, we're going to be watching the Chiller Network because a group of teens sneak out of their high school dance to cruise around and have some unsupervised fun. But when their car runs out of gas on a deserted road, they discover an old farmhouse and the cannibal killer living inside. Robert Patrick and David Lipper star in Lost After Dark.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, no, because everyone was just so traumatized that Saucy was not here yesterday. They didn't know what to do with themselves and didn't want to write a letter because, oh my gosh, what would you say? And how do you not sound like a stalker? But by all means, you can send one now. He loves stalkers. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. We'll sing, we'll dance, we'll talk, all in one email.
Do you like movies but find they're often too well acted and too well produced? Do attractive, talented actors and well-designed costumes acting in front of competently produced sets make you feel inadequate? Have you ever been in a car accident? We can't help you with the car accident, but we can help you with the first two problems. Here at Green Light, Red Light, our dedicated team of scientists scours the globe for the finest movies that will make you feel bad about yourself. Tommy Wiseau, Ed Wood, Nicolas Cage. These are only a few of the fine actors and auteurs we analyze and collate before bringing them to you, our listeners. For all the best of the worst, tune into Green Light, Red Light on the Everyone's Got a Thing podcast network. EveryonesGotAThing.com.
Green Light, Red Light may cause, but is not responsible for, flaky skin, dancing skeleton, moderate to severe cageitis, hot flashes, mild vampirism, spontaneous bananification.
Hey, you're geeking out on Geek Radio Daily with Nicole DeBoer.
Yes, indeed you are. Sorry about that. I just had a happy little memory there. Welcome to your Not Monday edition.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
But you certainly do, and today is a day to fill in the holes in your collection with these brand new things that you must own.
The Legend of Tarzan.
The Legend of Tarzan, I know that a lot of ladies and some gentlemen are very happy this movie is out now. Apparently, a bunch of folks went to see it for his abs. Tarzan, you see.
Cool.
Ghostbusters. The extended cut with 45 minutes of more dancing. Okay, the entire 45 minutes that is available is not all dancing, but a significant number of the minutes is dancing still.
The Infiltrator.
Ice Age Collision Course, because that is still happening.
I don't know why they're still making those.
Because people keep going to see it.
Bloodfather.
The Mel Gibson thing. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. And Practical Jokers Season 4.
Feed the Beast Season 1.
But today we're getting the story of a young man hell-bent on revenge using the dark forces to reanimate a recently unearthed mummy. James Drew Dean and Eric Roberts star in Evil Exhumed.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, next week, the Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders animated 1966 Batman with Adam West, Burt Ward back. It's fantastic. It's going to be. Well, they believe in it so much, which said there's going to be a sequel. And there is. And the sequel will feature Two-Face as voiced by William Shatner. William Shatner taking on Adam West. Now, that's just a little bit crazy and weird. Now, here's the fun thing. Batman 66 never had Two-Face. There was an episode written by Harlan Ellison that would have featured Two-Face, but it was never produced. Fans are familiar with that. It was part of the Batman 66 The Lost episode. So this is the first time officially he gets to take on Two-Face. And it's the Shat. That's just going to be good stuff.
Marvel Cinematic Universe is killing it. They're doing a really good job. They're making lots of money. Not everything they put out's great, but it's pretty good. No. They're doing better than DC.
Overall, yes.
Disney XD has been doing a lot of Marvel stuff, and they've also been doing a pretty good job.
For the most part, yes.
The Ultimate Spider-Man will be wrapping up this year after four seasons, and it looks like they will be starting a new Spider-Man cartoon called Marvel Spider-Man. It's going to reboot the character story, putting him back in high school as he learns to be a superhero.
He was in high school in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're just, I don't know.
It's just whatever. You got to realign it with the new movies and whatnot.
Right. Also, it looks like Agent Carter is going to be coming to Disney XD to voice the character in Marvel's Avengers Secret War.
Interesting. Secret Wars. There's no way that's going to work. I don't know why everyone's even going to try.
They're popping off some big stuff or something.
NASA used a drone to track Hurricane Matthew. It flew a Global Hawk drone over the storm swirls near the Florida northeast coast. 15,000-pound drone has a wingspan of 140 feet and can fly for 30 hours over 60,000 feet. According to the Air Force, it's a really super spiffy one. It captures weather data like temperature, air pressure, and humidity. The drone drops several devices called drop sundays that collect information as they fall from the sky. Small parachutes attached to them kept them from breaking when they hit the ocean or ground. So if you saw Twister and they kept trying to throw those damn tubs full of their little scientific beaters into the thing, they just got a drone. They just get past the whole damn thing now. This is part of the NOAA's Sensing Hazards and Operational Unarmed Tech research program for testing whether drones can assist satellites in collecting weather data. NASA said this is the second year of the three-year research project. So far, so good. No one's been murdered by drones.
Beer is pretty amazing.
Yes.
Beer is great stuff.
Yes.
Even beer waste is great stuff.
I don't know what that means.
So, well, I mean, there's wastewater for making beer.
Oh, no, I thought you meant beer that was wasted. That doesn't make sense.
No. Researchers in Colorado have partnered up with Avery Brewery in Boulder to produce a critical battery component using the wastewater. They found that using the wastewater from beer, they can make batteries from the waste, and it doesn't have to go into the municipal sewer systems, even though they have to thoroughly filter it before it's allowed to leave the sewers. That doesn't mean that it's clean.
No.
Technically, this now means that your urine can be used to produce new batches of beer, because remember, we did that story.
Yep.
And then you can take the wastewater from making that beer and make it into batteries for smartphones that you can tap on the app that we talked about to get free beers. Right. It's a beer circle, man.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says that Samsung Electronics has temporarily halted production of the Galaxy Note 7 smartphones. I believe you talked about a new one coming back and still on a plane trying to fry somebody. Well, it's not the only example of it. The entire batch of Galaxy Note 7s by Samsung appear to be horrible. An unnamed official at a Samsung supplier said the tech giant took the unprecedented measure for consumer safety. The move comes after reports that Samsung's replacement devices had caught fire. They seemed to have the trouble under control, but consumers started to report that the new Note 7, which replaced the recalled hazardous Note 7, also began to catch fire. Samsung did not respond to a request seeking confirmation. But if you can't find them for a while, that's it. And if you're looking for them, what the hell's wrong with you, you crazy arsonist? GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Distribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, license 3.0 license. Go check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go pick up the app. That's an important thing. Sing and dance. Hey, are you coming to Saucy's party? Were you invited? Never mind, we're not having a party.
Anybody in the Richmond area, hit me up.
We're not having a party. No one knows. If you'd like to know more about it, just drop a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'll tell you something. I'm sure we will. Have a good one. We'll see you when we do.
Piss off.
Doesn't anyone know how to turn off the program when they leave?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, suckers.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun?
Mm-mm. Nope.
All right, now we gotta be very crafty so Luke Perry doesn't recognize us.
Peter, how the hell is he gonna recognize us? He doesn't even know who we are.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Marco.
Say, you look familiar.
Yeah, I'm that guy you wish you were.
Okay, as soon as I seduce him, get ready to snap the picture.
Peter, you're really going to try and seduce Luke Perry.
Listen, Brian, I take a bullet for Meg, so I'm sure I can take it. Here he is. Thirsty?
No.
Gee, the sun seems really strong, even for my already bronzed skin. Oh, my muscles are all, look at it, they're all shiny with oil. But how am I ever going to spread it on my rippling back and thighs? Yeah, this is going to take drastic measures. All right, get the camera ready. Oh, Luke!
Mission accomplished, Peter. We now have a picture of Luke Perry vomiting.